Welcome to Self-Formation BU, the podcast where we explore all the aspects of health and business with expert guests. I am your host, Edna Scherer, a functional medicine practitioner, mentor with almost two decades of experience. My passion is to help you connect the dots between your story, biochemistry and epigenetics, and genetics, and guide you on your journey to becoming your authentic and healthy self. With my company, Ash Consulting, I influence leaders and advocate to promote awareness of sensitive health matters in the corporate world. We support your company in change management and implement healthy working environments that improve productivity, performance, and joy for employees. I have developed my method Self-Formation BU, published articles and studies, and written books, among them MTHFR and Friends, and have been invited to several international podcasts. My aim is to bridge the gap between conventional and functional medicine and bring medicine back to the individual perspective. Join me on the journey of individual and personalized medicine, and let's work together to reach your health and wellness goals. And if you are a CEO looking to improve the health and productivity of your people in your company, contact us at hello@esh-consulting.com so that we can work together. Remember, motivated employees are the best pill for your healthy business. Discover your authentic self, transform your health. Self-Formation BU. Welcome to Self-Formation BU. Today, I have Claire Holfelder on episode 57 with me, and she runs a business called Holfelder Languages. And welcome, Claire. Can you tell us a little bit of who you are? How did you become a English or language teacher? What is your inspiration and motivation?
Good morning. I've had my language school now for 15, 16 years. I originally come from England. I've been in Germany for nearly 25 years now. And actually, originally, I didn't want to become a language teacher. Coming to Germany to work in an ice cream shop meant that, I had to find something to do, I guess, after having studied German and music in Reading in England. And I thought that maybe teaching English was the easiest, too much of an easy option. So I thought, no, I can't just speak my own language for my job. But then I realized after I had started that it was something that there's just so much more involved. And a couple of years later, I began my school with its challenges and happy moments. Yes. And since then, I've been running it. So part teaching and part running the school. So.
That is always inspiring to see, like, where is the plan and how life takes us a different pathway. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So what I forgot to mention is that Claire also has a partnership with Ash Consulting, and the reason for that is, like, it's not a health thing, but language is, let's keep it open, language is point point point. Claire, what do you think? What is language?
I think it's really the basis of communication between lots of different people and cultures. In our school, we have so many people from so many different countries, and also that our teachers, with our main concept of being a native speaker in the language that you teach, they can really convey a lot in that language because they've spent so much time living there and growing up there. So I think language is really essential between people for basic communication and also understanding other cultures, which in this day and age is extremely important. And we can see what happens in the world when this doesn't happen.
Exactly. So that's one of the connecting points between Ash Consulting, which is corporate health solutions. We have to also address language, because if some expat is coming to, I don't know, let's say Switzerland or Germany, and they only speak French, and they fail because of time, or maybe don't believe that they can learn a language and so on, if they fail to speak the tongue or the language of the company, of the company's culture, maybe the business is being going to be conducted in English or French or whatever, but the intercommunication between the working mates, the workforce, then that can cause to loneliness, depression, anxiety, whatever not. So I think it is very important to have someone on board with Edge Consulting that is providing this kind of service.
That's right. Yeah, that's where we come into play. We have quite a lot of customers as well, which are big companies. German as a foreign language is also a big topic, as we're noticing that many companies are bringing more and more people in from India or other parts of the world. And they just can't speak German when they arrive, but they're highly qualified in what they do, quite often IT or engineering or something like that. But their working life is then in English, which is then possibly a problem for a German native speaker if he's not so proficient in English. So then that would also be a typical customer in a typical way. Such services like mine and yours can help people in companies.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit of how do you work? Are you or your teachers, are they coming into the company or is it an online service?
Well, before Corona, we actually had both. And I have to say, Corona on that side was actually not a bad thing for us because we had more and more online, which has enabled us to expand our team. We're now about 40 teachers and not all of them live in Germany or certainly don't live in the areas of Speyer or Moorbach in Hunsrück where we have our schools. So we've really... got a lot of things going on and lots of people who want to learn different languages. Yeah. So mostly we offer single lessons, mostly also online. We do have people who still say, no, I would like to have the classroom set up, which is fine. It's just more of a challenge to find a teacher who can come because not all people, as I said, live in Speyer, where the people are who would like the lessons. So mostly we're up for online lessons. What we also offer is a half an hour free trial for people. So the teacher, of course, gets paid, but we offer that half an hour for free. And then also that's an opportunity for some people to try out the online option. And quite often they find that it's not a bad thing after all. Most parents are open for it for their children, but again, not all. And I think there's still this mindset that teaching in the classroom is more effective than teaching online, which is not especially my opinion, but of course we just try to do what the customer wants and don't try to tell them anything else. But
So I don't know if you have seen, but Edge Consulting also offers services for expats, like for not only for companies but also for expats who come to come to live in Switzerland or wherever, and we do that through the embassies and consulates. So there is also the opportunity to not only the CEO or the CFO or whoever he or she is, but also to involve the family because they also will be part of the society wherever they live. Mm-hmm. So that's also a connecting point where we can work together.
Yeah, we have also worked for like onboarding companies before as well. And so we've seen how families come over. The dad, for example, then might have a good job in a large company and the family somehow need to be integrated. So from time to time, we've had documents to translate or English or German lessons. Yeah, German mostly then.
So you also do translations?
We also do translations, yes, and proofreading of different documents too.
Okay.
So, yes, because we've got such a large team and most of us are from the country that we work in, so to speak. Okay. And so we can do translations as well.
Wow, this I didn't include in the thought of the podcast, but that's very good to know. So not only learning to speak and write and read, but also document translation. That's very good. Thank you. Okay, cool. So do you want to give me like a roundup, like to close the podcast, to give like a little bit of what is your message to the outside world?
I think to realize the importance of languages, really, and the importance of learning languages, and perhaps to take it up as a hobby if someone's looking for something new to do, or maybe what we also have, some people who are retired who decide to come and learn a new language. I think that's always a nice thing to do. And to find an institute, maybe like mine, where you can come and learn that and with flexible conditions. And generally just to be open for other people's cultures. I mean, in our big team, we have so many people from different places, and there are moments where I notice that they don't have the European way of thinking, let's say, but I have to be nice about that and try and find a solution. I have had that a couple of times in the past, and I think it's really important just for people to try to understand each other and to stop fighting in this world. Yeah. It would be a happier place.
Yes, I have one more question. Do you have like a certain method that you work with and that all your teachers work with, or a book or something like that? Or is it freestyle?
It's, yeah, kind of freestyle, if you like. Yeah, I don't do that because we don't have a concept like some other large language institutes. I don't like to tell other teachers how to teach. Yeah, quite often people would like a book. And if so, then the teacher gives their recommendation that they think after the trial lesson with the student would actually work for them. But I know there are larger language institutes in Germany that tell their teachers to teach according to a certain concept. And yes, they're successful as well, but that's not my way of doing it. And I'd be driven crazy, I think, making sure everyone's doing what I want them to mm-hmm. do, whereas we're much more flexible there. And the teachers will have a lot of experience. So I just trust them, really, and check up with the customer if everything's okay, or if there's anything they want to change, or even have a teacher change. But otherwise, no, they're pretty much free to do what they would like to do in the lessons. So. Yeah, prefer that.
That is very good. So they can also address what is the need of the client, which gives more freedom and more connecting time as well.
So my opinion, yes, I don't like these systems which tell you what to do, but that's just my opinion, yeah. So I think when a new teacher begins a new lesson, whatever language, with a client, then he can find out what the client wants, what they even need it for, and that might not slot into some given system just because I insist on it. So I've always built up my school on basically trusting the teachers to do their job and just checking up from time to time, general feedback.
So another little question from myself. Do you have anyone who teaches Japanese?
We do have a lady, actually. She's in Speyer. Really? Yeah, she teaches Japanese. Yeah, I've had an inquiry about a year or so ago now, and then the customer decided to drop it. So I had contact with her. She's also on our website. Yeah, she teaches at lots of different places. She's quite an experienced teacher and speaks good German, actually, which is not always easy to find. I think she has about
C1. Okay. So I would go to your website and then click on the Japanese lady.
Yes, you just need to click on team, actually, and then you'll see the whole team. Most of them, some of them don't wish to be on the website, but there's a large proportion of them are on the website, and then you'll see her as well. And then each teacher has a little blurb about themselves, and our website is in German and in English, so you just click on the flag and you can see what she has to say in English as well.
Okay, perfect. I will go and look her up because I studied myself about 20 years ago. I started to study by myself Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Then I kind of forgot everything because life went on. And now I have a little project with my daughter, who is 7 years old, to study with her together Japanese. So maybe.
Okay. She can help you then. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'm sure she'd be open for online and everything. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, great. Why not?
So thank you very much for being on Self-Formation BU. And it is really important. So that's the common thing. It's really important holistically for every company or every individual who goes to live in a different country to learn the language of the country so that they can socialize and not be the odd one out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Very important, I feel. Mm-hmm. And thank you very much for the opportunity.
With the biggest pleasure. And you will find Claire and her team on our website, of course.
Yeah, okay, great. I'm happy to be there. Thank you. Yeah. You too.
Okay.